Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Atlanta! It's Friday! It's Tukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man!
Mike Bell, I got to be honest, bro. It is absolutely gorgeous outside today, man. Have you been out at all today?
Yeah, dude.
This is how we do.
Hey! Dude! Let me tell you something, bro.
This is how we do it.
I've been running errands. I'm like Will Ferrell in Old School. I had to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot. There's just not enough time. But, yeah, I got a brand new pergola, and now I've got birds nested in my pergola. So I've got issues, Carl.
Already?
I've spent all day battling birds. I just bought a fake owl. I mean, I got all this. I'm waiting for that to arrive from Amazon. So, anyway, bought a fern. I had a giant plant in the riding shotgun today in the Batmobile. So I'm driving down 54 here, and a bunch of guys are waving at me like, "Hey, Mike Bell, what are you taking your plant for a ride?" I'm like, "Pipe down." Anyway,
yeah, clown him if you see him out with a plant in the back. But you know what? That's home ownership. It's home ownership,
right? And by the way, just real quick, because it is hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Brought to you by Buckhead Butcher Shop. Their buddies over at Cleaver and Cork. I went down there today, Carl. Picked up a really cool kind of New York strip, a dry age called the Manhattan.
Okay,
and I'm also got some fillets for the boss lady, but they just got in from Japan, Carl, the real A5 Wagyu beef.
Ooh, you are going to love it.
Literally, I didn't know. I didn't buy any. I just looked at it.
It is expensive. It is expensive.
No, I already bought the steaks when the chef came out. And, oh, by the way, their butcher's like, oh, by the way. I'm like, well, oh, by the way, there's my receipt. I'm out of here before you get me some more. But thanks to Audrey and the gang, they are selling Hey Man Ale along with their fine wine and spirits at Cleaver and Cork. How cool is that?
That is, man. Thank you guys for supporting us, the brew, and thanks for everybody who's enjoying ice cold Hey Man Ale these days as well as the watermelon lime. Yeah, man. Chris, can you recue that up? That got me hyped right there. Mm. Like, that was such a club banger back in the day. That this is how we do it. On Friday?
Dude.
And kick in right there.
This is how we do it.
All right, man. We got a lot to get to today.
All of a sudden, like, I'm at the Clevelander on, like, a Friday afternoon in South Beach. You know what I mean?
That come in? I mean, ladies be like, running to the dance floor.
By the way, I'm drinking already, and you can yell at me if you want. It's a Red Bull and Kettle One Orange. Okay, speaking of something you drink in South Beach. I'm going to try to go through all the major liquor groups this afternoon before we get to the brew. So there you go. I put some work in today, bro. You'd be proud of me. I was doing stuff, man.
I love it when you build new things for your home. And homeowners, you can relate to this. It's Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk to Charles Barkley here in about 15 minutes. Go inside the Redmond Zone with Chuck, as we do on Fridays. But homeowners, you can relate to this. As soon as you do something to your house, whether it's an add-on, whether you get something fixed, something always happens. And so when you said the birds have already found the pergola, you know what they were doing. The whole time you were building this thing, hey, John, look over there.
Tweet, tweet.
Wow, that's going to be nice. You know what? We should go over there and probably build a new house. They are plotting as soon as you do something to your home. It's amazing.
Right.
I've gone through this. You bought the owl. Guys were telling me this, and I can testify. I did not buy the owl, but I bought that sound machine, Mike, and I think I told you about this, and turned it on and ran those damn woodpeckers away because you can't kill them because they are protected. So, you know, I had like two woodpeckers that every day were like looking at me, pointing the finger at me, and then the middle finger, I mean, and literally just tearing the side of the house up. So I finally ran them off, but everybody claims that owl really does work, so I hope it does.
Right. Also, I'm at Home Depot, and it's hysterical. I'm talking to the guy, I go, yeah, I got these birds are kind of nesting on this in my house and by the gutters. And he's like, yeah, he goes, there's this really great spray, and it's called Flock Away, and he gave me some other stuff. And he's telling me how great this stuff is. I go, where is it? Oh, we're out of it. I'm like, well, why did you tell me that? I just spent 5 minutes hearing about this product. So anyway, I ordered that online. But yeah, man, I was making rounds today. I was over at Cheers, and they've got Hey Man Ale, by the way, in Peachtree City for guys that are looking for it. I need to get back to the office. They've got my Redmont and my Vulcan. Sean, I did give a bottle to who was working the board last week. We gave him a bottle. Dylan got a bottle.
Oh, but Dylan, I still, yeah, he did a great job filling it.
But I'm out of so Sean, if you want to bring some vodka down to the house, we can have a pool party Saturday. I mean, you can't stay all afternoon, but if you could be so nice as to bring the vodka down here, that'd be awesome.
Sean, he said you can drop the vodka off, have a drink, and you got to get the hell out. No, that's what you just told him.
No, I said, I'll grill you a burger. I mean, we got the hottest property in Coweta County. We're going to start charging a cover at this place. I can't get the neighbors out of here. Hey, literally today, I'm sitting there, I'm working on the gutters. Guys go, so what you doing? He goes, you going to smoke some cigars later? I go, yeah, after I work. Yeah. Anyway, but it's a good problem to have. It's got some good neighbors. What's going on in your neck of the woods today?
Oh, man, listen, like I said, just beautiful outside. Today's one of those days where you just wish you could do, you know, be outside the entire afternoon. And maybe many of you are as we head towards Mother's Day weekend. We're going to talk about Mother's Day coming up here in just a little bit as well. Celebrate mom, celebrate grandma, big mama, celebrate any mother that has had value in your life. And certainly, I think, you know, lots of us wouldn't be where we are without our mom's guidance. So we're going to talk about that on this Mother's Day weekend.
Coming when up, Matt though, screws things up, then you got no shot. That's your main to this conversation.
He's just randomly dropping
in. When did I become like the seeing spell for taking shots at the Falcons? Chris has literally got the singing spell, pulls the string. It's like, we are not winning with Matt and Julio.
He's just randomly dropping in stuff now. This Friday is already off to a bang. Okay, Redmond Zone with Charles is coming up. Let's talk about what happened last night. Now, I don't want to be a jerk, okay? I don't want to be a jerk.
Now, go there. Go for it.
But this is why I want to wait. Indiana was coming off of a back-to-back as well. They showed up. We didn't last night. What changed from the night before? Now, I didn't expect us to shoot 60%. I said this the other day. I didn't expect us to shoot 50% from beyond the arc. But they came out and hammered us, and we came back. We made a nice run, and I'm talking about our Hawks, guys. But the whole notion is, you know, these are the kind of games that matter. We've been saying this. All these games now at the end, and luckily we get a few days off before we have to play again against Washington. Mike's been talking about Russell Westbrook, and Trey, I think, is second in the league in assists behind him. But the fact is that that's a game last night. Did you kind of look at it and you go, what the hell, what's going on? How is Indiana playing so well? And matter of fact, Nate said after the game that they were a problem, Mike. So, well, I want to wait and see how this thing plays out before we hand him the job.
I was saying yesterday, let the man get the job now. Let's give the guys the confidence and no question marks as we roll into whatever the postseason is going to be for the Hawks. But last night, it was one of those nights, and I was watching, you know, Rathbun was going, these guys can't miss. They're red hot, Nick. And they were. At some point, they were like over 65% from the floor. I think they finished at 62.1, and that's pretty much feeling it all night. It was an ABA game. There was no defense, so I don't know what was going on there.
70 in the first half.
Yeah, we literally, guys. We clamped down in the fourth, but by that point the damage was done. So to me, I'm not saying one man would have shaved a third of that scoring off, but we miss a guy like DeAndre Hunter because he's a defensive stopper. He's along with Capella. That's a guy you need out there in a game like that.
All right, I'm glad you brought him up because Nate McMillan, Hawks head coach, was on with Andy and Randy today. And they asked him what everybody's wondering, which is, when are we getting DeAndre Hunter back? This is how he answered it.
Yeah, we're hoping, you know, tomorrow he'll practice with us. He's been practicing 3-on-3, but tomorrow he'll actually be able to go live with us some 5-on-5 because we will be having a live practice tomorrow. And, Sunday will be more of a review day. But tomorrow we will go live and be able to play some 5-on-5, and we're expecting him to participate in that and see how he comes out of that. And if everything works out after tomorrow's practice and Sunday's practice, we're hoping that he'll be in uniform on Monday.
Against Washington.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, again, Indianapolis, by the way, I know they were playing on a back-and-back, but they're trying to keep their whole playoff hopes alive, and the same thing going on with what's up with the Wiz. So these are tough games. I mean, it was kind of weird to have Phoenix on the schedule this late, you know, but this is, Carl, I mean, a team that can, you said it, we can finish as high as fourth, or we could be in the play-in game, and heaven forbid we lose a play-in game series because that's going to be getting people, you know, off the bandwagon pretty quick. So let's just hope. Last night, you didn't play great defense, and another team shot lights out. So I don't know what to say. I'm not going to go against what I said yesterday. I still believe in Nate. This team does. But a lot of guys agree with you. A lot of guys feel that Nate's got to prove it. And since Nate was picked by Lloyd Pierce, that's not exactly a ringing vote of confidence. But the guy's done a fantastic job in the last 2 months.
So here are my main issues about last night. And this gets back to coaching. So we trailed by 14 entering the third quarter, right? And Mike talked about us clamping down in the fourth quarter. But we got outworked last night.
Demonte Sabonis.
He was killing us too. Thank you, Hugh. He was killing us too. They were more aggressive than we were. Defensively, they came out and pressured us, and we turned the ball over numerous times in the first half. Not just Trey. There was a bunch of guys. What does that come down to? So in these moments, these big moments where you might just said, Pacers are playing for their lives. They're trying to get into this playoff hunt. So are we. So they just outworked us. Forget about the shooting percentages. They outworked us. They pressured us. They turned the ball over. They got easy buckets. They were more consistent in getting stops. I mean, honestly, if you're going to tell me that the Pacers are better than us, okay, I don't buy that. I don't think that's the case. I think in a seven-game series, I actually would pick us to win it. But last night is one of those games where at the end of the season, you go, hey, we just won a big game against the Suns. How do you get these guys and get them in line with what should be happening? Mike, we lose 133-126. I'm not going to say it's the end of the world, but these are the ones that matter. And by the way, if we don't get that fourth or fifth seed and we end up in the play-in tournament, this is the kind of game that's going to come back to bite you.
Sabonis.
Yeah, again, Sabonis, last time he played us, I mean, you know, this guy is still, he's an all-star. I mean, albeit we didn't really need him in the all-star game this year in Atlanta.
Who was the guard that was just killing us last night? Who was it? Who the hell is McConnell?
I don't know.
Nobody knows who McConnell is.
A bunch of white guys hitting everything last night. I don't know what was going
on. McConnell was coming down like a video game. Jumper, layup, freaking step back, shot. I mean, I was like, who is this?
No, they're,
at one point, Dominique Mike's like, wow, it's McConnell's. I mean,
no, there was a sequence, Carl's right, last night where they literally did not miss for like about five or six trips in a row. Yeah, I'm looking him up. Doug McDermott, is that the guy?
Maybe
McConnell?
It was McConnell, McDermott. Maybe it was McDermott. One of those guys.
A bunch of Irish guys. What is this? What are we watching? St. John's? Yeah, TJ McConnell. He played in Arizona. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. He was just going off. All right, guys, what do you think?
And apparently there's no tanning salons in Greater Indianapolis either.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, it's cold up there,
Mike. Pasty-looking dudes, but they were hitting it.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Charles Barkley's next inside the Redmond Zone on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Glad to have you listening. We do it every Friday, guys. We go inside the Redmond Zone with Charles Barkley, brought to you by Redmond Vodka, Vulcan Gin. By the way, Chuck, thanks for the hookup. We know we got some product waiting for us at the station, so appreciate that. And follow Redmond. It's at Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-T, Zone on IG. All right, first and foremost, let's talk about what happened this weekend, or I guess earlier this week, when you got together with some Auburn folks. You got a chance to meet the new head football coach. What'd you think, Chuck?
You know what? I was already excited. We had a great time. I actually met him out at dinner the night before, spent some quality time with him and his wife, and they were awesome. And then playing golf with him, get to pick his brain a little bit. And, you know, I am excited. For the simple fact, the guy took the job. And I don't want to sound like crazy, but, you know, I think it's the toughest job in sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, listen, you got King Kong over there on the other side of the state. And and that's the always literally the elephant in the room when you talk about Auburn and Alabama. And I look at it like this, to be honest with you. This guy grew up in Boise. He's the head coach in Boise. He could have stayed there and won 8 to 9 games a year and live happily ever after. But for him to have the stones and the courage, like, you know what? I want to test myself against the greatest coach ever. So I was already excited because, you know, when you take this Auburn job, I mean, it's kind of like as bad as it is for y'all over there in Georgia, it's worse here in Alabama.
No, I'm with you, brother. Charles, I say it all the time. You are like the Mets to the Alabama's Yankees. It's just no other way around.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect analogy. And, like, even though the Mets, they won the one championship, I think, with Doc and those guys.
Yeah.
But the Yankees won, like, 5 or 6 or 8 or 9 during that same period, and you kind of get lost. But like I say, Georgia, I got a chance to meet Kirby Smart, and that was pretty cool because I'm a big fan of his. But like I say, as bad as the pressure on guys over in Athens, like I say, being from Alabama, you know, growing up here, I tell you, one of the few times in my life I've been nervous when I went down to Tuscaloosa and they said, Coach Bryant want to say hello to you. And I can't even breathe. I'm not even going to lie. And but listen, man, I love our coach. I'm excited. But like I say, it's a tremendous job, but it's going to be a lot of pressure. But I'm glad he took it.
By the way, go back to that. So Bear Bryant wanted to meet you because you were such a phenomenon back then?
No. When I was getting ready to decide where to go to college.
Gotcha.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I've only been really – well, that's not true. I've been really, really overwhelmed a couple times. Like when, you know, growing up in Alabama and when I went down for my visit, they're like, Coach Bryant wanted to say hello to you. I couldn't breathe. Yeah. And the only other time that I ever felt like that, when I was getting ready for the NBA draft – and the Hawks brought me in and introduced me to Ted Turner. And I couldn't breathe when I was in the room with him. I ain't gonna lie, I was like, ooh. They're like, the owner, coach, wants to meet you. I'm like, Ted Turner? They're like, yeah. And like, dude, I was so nervous. And it was the same way when I was with the Bear. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, when you meet those type of people, man, you know, they're legends.
Right.
How's Bo Jackson doing, man? Bo was with you guys, right?
Bo was great. We played with Bo, and we played with David Toms, who was phenomenal. And there's a radio host here called Bubba, Rick and Bubba, like been on the morning show here for 27 years. Bubba played with us. Bo was great. He was in great spirits. You know, it was, like I say, we played with Coach Hardin, so we were very comfortable. Like I said, I had met him the night before, and I just, you know, you can learn a lot about somebody out there on the golf course. And just talking to him for about 5 hours, first of all, it was like we were walking in mud the whole day because, you know, it's been raining cats and damn dogs down in the South for the last, I mean, it rained so hard Tuesday here. I mean, and then when you got on the course, like every step you took, water was coming up to your ankles. But so it took like forever. But you know what? It was fun. I thought the fans were amazing. I thanked all the fans for coming out. And, you know, they were. I mean, if I had a dollar every time I heard War Eagle, I'd be a billionaire.
It is Charles Barkley with his guys. Brought to you by Redmont Vodka here in the Redmont Zone. Again, if you're looking for a vodka that's distilled 8 times gluten free too, by the way, because again, Carl and our bodies are temples, right, Carl?
Yes, sir.
Charles joins and Vulcan Gin as well. Do you think the hire is going to be okay though? Because they did go outside the box. Alabama for years, Charles, had to have somebody with a link to the Bear before they finally cut the cord and brought Saban in. I like this hire.
Well, you know, that's a great point you just made. I am personally glad they finally cut the cord because, listen, and I know I'm going to get in trouble because every time I say it, you know, people get mad. Hey, listen, I love my school, but we have an inferiority complex against with Alabama. Mm-hmm. So to bring somebody down here who doesn't have that instilled like their whole life, we've heard about it, I think that was really important. This is what I tell my Auburn friends. Stop being insecure. Alabama's Alabama, and we're not. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've won 8 championships in the last 12 years. We've won 2 in 50 years. We're not on the same level. So stop it. Same thing with Georgia people. Y'all have won 1 championship, and for some reason y'all like, we should be good as Alabama. You're not as good as Alabama. Just deal with that. Don't compete with Alabama. Just try to get better and beat them, but don't compete with them. I use this analogy when I speak to kids. You know, the sun and the moon don't compete with each other. The moral of that story is you shine when it's time for your time to shine. Don't worry about the other one. The moon and the sun are not in competition, but you get to shine when you shine. And that's all. Listen, we had a great run with Cam. We had another run when we lost to Florida State for the championship. So, listen, we got a great program. Georgia's got a great program. Yeah, we get sick and tired of hearing about how great Alabama is. But when we beat them, it's worth it.
It is. It's Charles Barkley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We do it every Friday inside the Redmont Zone. All right, let's talk about the biggest story of the week. Aaron, as I like to say, from Key and Peele. Aaron Rodgers. Can things, in your opinion, be fixed? And what? I know you know something, Chuck. I know you know something about this. Can things be fixed?
You know, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. But I'm starting to think, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, and as my man Jim Rome says, anytime you say you mean no disrespect,
here it comes.
The disrespect is coming next. I'm starting to think that Aaron Rodgers is the girl that you always got to tell her she's pretty every day, even though you're with her. Mm. Like, I'm starting to get like, because, you know, it's always drama.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, oh, man, he might be that girl. Like, baby, you're beautiful. Like, well, I'm with you, so you're already beautiful. I ain't got to tell you that every day, do I?
Am I pretty? Am I pretty?
I'm starting to get that vibe.
That's awesome.
Charles Barkley's with us, man. I mean, we've all been down that road, too. So what do you think, man?
I mean, you know what? And sometimes you got to cut the cord like, yeah, hey, baby, you are pretty, but you're not worth, like, yeah. Yeah, it's time for like, yeah, I've had enough, baby. I can't tell you pretty every day.
Right. Oh, man. Hey, man, Charles Barkley's with us here in the Redmont Zone. Try the Redmont Vodka Vulcan Gin brewed right across the state line over in Bama. Great stuff. Charles joins us every Friday. So, I mean, we talked a lot about this. Let me ask you this. Deshaun Watson, would you have just started cutting checks or you would have your day in court? Because that story's on the back burner now with everything else going on in the NFL.
Man, it's such a scary story, too. It's scary on two fronts. Number one, he's never going to – like, I don't know what's true, and I'm not going to try to play God, judge, and jury. But it's scary because, number one, he's lucky it's only civil. But, you know, once those things are out there, you know, you can't get your reputation back. I don't know who's telling the truth, who's lying. It's not, I don't judge when these things happen, but, you know, he's very lucky that this is only civil. Mm. I mean, because if these were like criminal cases, he'd be like, I think, remember the Sharper dude that ended up going to jail? He's going to be in jail for like 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's lucky these are only civil things.
Right.
But, man, it's a bad situation. I don't know what's true. I don't know if you guys have daughters. Sexual harassment and assault is a real serious deal. I'm not going to judge the women, and I'm not going to judge him, but it's just a really bad situation because even if he cut those checks, you know, it's going to be one of those things that, you know, no, he was guilty. He just paid his way out of it, you know.
Right.
Because that's the one thing about being famous. We're always at the mercy of public perception.
Yeah, right.
You know,
hey,
everybody has an opinion about you, and they're going to have it no matter what. And there's nothing you can do about it. But this is a really sad situation. I feel bad. Like I say, I don't know who's telling the truth or who's lying, but it's a bad situation all around.
Charles, before we let you go, it's Charles Barkley, guys. You recognize the voice. We're inside the Redmont Zone. And again, follow them on IG, Redmont Zone. Hawks getting healthy. It seems like at the right time.
Stop it. Come on, man. Stop it.
What? You don't have winning a playoff series? No?
Well, who are they playing?
I had my reservations, too.
Why you got to hurt us like this?
Well, let me just say this. There's three teams in the East that they cannot beat. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. This is going to be the craziest playoffs ever. I can't remember, I'm in year 36. I'm in year 36 in the NBA. I've never seen it where people got like, I got no idea who's going to win the championship. In the past, there was like, well, one of these three or four teams, they were always the favorite. I tell you right now, if somebody said to me, Milwaukee, which they're my favorite in the East, but if somebody said Brooklyn, I'm like, yeah, could be. If somebody told me the 76ers, it's going to be one of those three teams. But I don't want to ever be one of those idiots on TV like, well, I know who's going to win. I got zero idea who's going to win the Eastern Conference. But what's even scarier, I got 0.00% who's going to win the West. Mm. I mean, I have zero idea who's going to win the West. I mean, if somebody told me, I think the Lakers can't win because I don't think they're ever going to get healthy. But if somebody told me the Clippers, Utah, Denver was going to win the West, I'm like, you know what? Your guess is as good as mine. But I think this is going to be the most exciting playoffs ever just because of that scenario. I mean, like I say, I could – but as far as the Hawks, could they beat New York? Yeah, I think that would be a really good pick'em series. But there are three top dogs in the East, and I don't think the Hawks could beat either one of those teams. But could they beat Miami or could they beat the Knicks? Yes, I think they could win a series. But it's all going to depend on the matchups.
Charles Barkley, guys. Redmont Zone, we do it every Friday. Chuck, thank you so much. Check out the Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin. And enjoy Mom this weekend as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And let me tell you something. With all this COVID stuff, I know they had a rough year, man. So shout out to all the moms out there and especially all the teachers who've been dealing with this COVID situation. Shout out. Thank you for letting me say that.
No doubt.
Cool.
Charles, take care, brother. We'll talk
Thanks,
to you
man.
Soon.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
Always Radio Gold with Charles.
Well, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, and if you're just joining us, we'll get back into that, and we'll let you hear what he had to say. But it's a great analogy. But are the Packers willing to tell him he's pretty every day? That's really the question, and I don't know if they are at this point. We're coming back. We got plenty more to get to, including George Bello from Atlanta United joins us next. It is Dukes and Bell. More on what Charles had to say, not only about the Hawks, but also how he answered that Aaron Rodgers question. It's coming up, guys. Also, NFL Blitz is on the way. But right now, we want to say good afternoon to George Bello, part of our Atlanta United squad. They're back in action on Sunday, on Mother's Day, as a matter of fact. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. That's Dunkin' Southern-style sausage biscuits are here, guys. Enjoy the Southern flaky biscuit and Dunkin's classic sausage. Grab two for $4 for a limited time. American runs on Dunkin'. Remember, price participation may vary. George Bello, what is going on with you today, my man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I mean, George is like, at age 19, Carl, he's like a KG veteran on this team with all the roster moves and turnover. How's it going, George? I mean, we knew we were in a tough situation going up to Philly down 3-0, but, man, there were so many scoring opportunities. It seems like not just in that first leg, but all season we're just not finding the net.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for sure. I feel like in Philly we gave it our all, knowing that we had our backs against the wall. And the way we played that game, we knew that they were going to have chances because we had to take some risks to try to get the score level. But, I mean, I felt like we played our hearts out. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, I feel like we've done really well creating chances and having good gameplay. It's just we have to get that finishing product, and I'm sure that will come. We're still in the beginning of the season, so I'm not worried about that at all. So,
what did our manager, you know, Gabby Heinze say in regards to that match and what he was hoping to get and then what happened? I mean, what did he say to you guys after that played out the way it did?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, he was just like, he was proud of us. He said, we worked hard, we gave it our all, and it was a great effort. I mean, like you said, it's not easy to come back 3-0 and being away at the same time, but yeah, he said he was really happy with our effort that we put in, and everyone tried to do their part as much as they can. So it was a really positive kind of statement, and he just said, keep our heads up, and we'd have a long season to go.
He's a homegrown player, guys, for the Five Stripes. It's George Bello with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. George, you play defense, and you also get to move up, because it seems like everybody gets to move all over the field in Heinze's plan. Is it just a matter of time with the communication between guys like you and Miles and a new face like Alan Franco?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like as every game goes, chemistry builds. So, yeah, like you said, as each game comes, all of us get to know each other even more on the field. And the way the system, Coach Gabby likes to play, will just come as games go, and the chemistry will continue to grow. So, like I said, I'm not worried about anything. We have a great squad, and I'm really excited to see how the season goes.
George Bello joining us, guys. What's been the surprise for you thus far with this season? I know it's been a lot of adjustments, as Mike mentioned, a lot of new faces, but what surprised you along the way here early on in this season?
I wouldn't really say anything surprised me. I mean, obviously, it was change for sure, getting a new coaching staff, and I guess I can say I was surprised the way they got everyone on board so fast, and the way they detail things and give us instruction on what to do and make it clear and give us opportunity to speak our own opinions about it. So I would say that, just being able to just bring the group together and having that focus on one goal.
George, is
and
that,
obviously, I think.
I'm going to interrupt you. Is that different than what it was? Do you feel like that was a different approach than what you guys had previously?
I would say, yeah. I mean, obviously last year was a tough year with everything that happened. But I mean, yeah, I feel like now, it's just a main focus now, and everyone is just on the same page this year. And like I said, the new coaching staff makes everything clear and is very, very detailed. And you can see, I guess you guys can see a glimpse of like how we play on the field, and it shows like it may not be the cliche way of playing soccer, but it still works. So, I mean, I'm really happy with the way it's going so far.
Carl, if the playoffs started today, we're in it. It'd be a very, very short season. Atlanta United's George Bellows with us, guys. As of now, we get now CONCACAF. That ship has sailed. But, I mean, it just seems like the style. And I don't know. I mean, George, I picked up soccer back in 07. And I'm not like a soccer head by any stretch. But it seems like, other than the results, the style is really fun to watch. How much fun is it to play?
It's really fun. I think I said it before, but like the way Coach Gabby likes to play is, if somebody is not in a position, he's fine with someone else filling that position. He doesn't care what position you are. So he doesn't just stick with just like one position. He doesn't care for like moving it to someone else to help that person out. So I really like it, because I feel like it's a really fluid type of play style, which suits our team really well. So like I said, I'm really excited to see what we can do with it.
What about this upcoming match against Miami? It's Mother's Day, obviously, on Sunday, 1 o'clock for Atlanta United. What do you know about them, and what are you expecting Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. They're a really good team. For sure, probably going to be hot, 1 p.m. in Miami. But, yeah, I mean, we've already started doing film on them. We already see how we're going to play. And, yeah, I mean, we're ready for it. Just full steam ahead.
You know, it's funny. We were talking with your boss, Darren Eales, earlier in the week. I guess there's nothing you can do, George. But, man, as a fan, I'm going back to the last game that I attended was the Philly game, leg one. Is it aggravating to a player when teams are pulling, you know, we'll call it gamesmanship, but it looks like, by NBA terms, George, guys look like they're flopping, faking injuries, trying to burn clock, and that just drove the fans nuts a few weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was frustrating for sure. I mean, I feel like they did it. It's obviously, it is a part of the game. Obviously, they're trying to waste time their away. But, I mean, I feel like there was a couple extra times where it was kind of like, okay, now, come on. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of soccer, honestly. I mean, you can't really do anything about it. It's not in your hands. You can only do what's in your hands. So, I mean, that part of it is not in our hands. We really can't do anything about it. But just continue just to try to play and pull a result.
George, how do we get more out of our strikers right now? I mean, when you look at, you know, I know you talked about creating chances, but at the end of the day, 6 goals scored this season, 2 from penalty kicks. How do we get more from our strikers? And is it just about urgency?
I don't play that position, so I can't really criticize anybody, but I mean, I feel like as a team, it will come. Like I said, chemistry will continue to build. People will be in the right spots at the right time. And like I said, goals will come. We just got to keep playing. I wouldn't really pinpoint saying like the striker need to do this and all that kind of stuff. I would just say as a team, as we continue to play, and being more fluid with the way we play, goals will come.
Right. And earlier in your career, man, you were getting hit like a pinball. How does Joseph look to you? Is he finally coming around?
Wait, what did you say, pardon?
I said you had to deal with a lot of injuries earlier in your career. How does Joseph look to you? Is Joseph looking like he's getting close to 100%?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with his injury, it was a crazy injury. Wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But, yeah, the way he's come back, the recovery he had, like him working back to get where he is, it's really, I'm really happy for him. And I know he's happy with himself that he's able to be back out there. But, yeah, for sure. He looks sharp to me. And as every game goes, he just looks sharper and sharper. So I'm really excited and happy to be playing with him.
Well, let's go score some goals on Sunday. Let's get one in the win column. George Bello, you know we're big fans of you, man. And keep grinding. I got to ask you this with the question I asked you earlier. Just it's got me wondering, has this coaching staff pushed you more?
Yeah, I'll say for sure. I mean, they push everyone. You really have to be locked in 24/7 with them and be focused. And, yeah, they push everyone, which is what I love. You don't really want to be just there to where you're like, okay, I'm comfortable. You always want to get pushed, and that's how you get better. So, yeah, I'll for sure say, yeah, they push me. They push the whole team. And I feel like that's going to be a route to success for the team. So, yeah, I really like it a lot.
Yeah, we hear the practices are tough.
Yeah, they are. They are for sure.
Yeah, hey, man, they are. Well, George, thanks again for jumping on with us. You know you're always welcome here, man. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll be watching, man, cheering you guys on. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right, man. George.
Yeah, man. Hey, Carl, we were talking about this the other day. Felipe Cardenas in The Athletic was writing about how, you know, Hainse is putting his stamp on this.
Sure.
And it may take a minute. I think fans will love the style. We just got to get tighter on defense and finish the scoring opportunities, because the scoring opportunities are starting to come.
Yeah. That's why I asked him about the strikers. I don't expect him to take a shot at his teammates. I just, you know, the guys
Marcelino Moreno,
score,
yeah, right,
are not scoring.
Moreno's got to do better. Barco's going to be out for this match. Joseph's, I mean, the guys up front got to make something happen. You're right.
All right, man. Coming up, NFL Blitz is on the way. We're going to talk to Joe Patrick, our Braves insider. Braves back home to start a series after sweeping the Nats. We'll get to all that and more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Odyssey.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.